There's a parliamentary inquiry starting today, and social media is in the spotlight. The inquiry is looking at foreign interference on social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Now, all the big players are on the agenda. Jim Molan is a Liberal senator, retired Major General. He's the deputy chair of the inquiry, and he joins us live on the line. Senator Molan, good morning to you.
Ben, good morning to you.
Are foreign powers interfering in social media?
Ben, this is the question we've got to ask, and today is an opportunity for social programs, social applications to come forward, and those that can comment on things like that, such as Facebook, Twitter, Google, or WeChat, to come forward to this inquiry and really answer questions and become much more transparent than many of them are at the moment.
Haven't we already established that foreign governments have used Facebook to try and swing elections?
Oh, of course they have. Absolutely. And they've used bots, robots, non-human activities to create and back up different views that may run counter to our democratic values and our democratic interests. So the government has been so concerned about this, Ben, that we've spent $126 million in producing what we call a counter-foreign interference task force to do exactly this. This is not foreign influence. Foreign influence is quite legitimate. As long as you are transparent, like an embassy might be, or a business organisation might be, this is foreign interference. And the whole point about foreign interference is that it's not transparent. And our concern with something which appears so benign as a dance application is that possibly the Chinese Communist Party has access to the information gained from 700 million users globally, the Chinese Communist Party might control the content of it, and that it's a means of putting out disinformation or gaining data which can be used in any number of ways going into the future. And this is an opportunity for these companies to come forward. And I guess we saw TikTok hit the headlines because the President of the United States has threatened to ban it unless it can be Americanized.
All right, we'll see what comes out of it today. We'll catch up soon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Retired Major General, now Liberal Senator Jim Molan.